Greatest Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Beyond the Black. Bob, Lucy, how's she doing?
It's doing good. Lucy is a probe that's going to visit about 8 asteroids, 2 in the main asteroid belt, and then the rest in the Trojan asteroids that orbit in Jupiter's orbit 60 degrees in front and behind Jupiter. It's going to visit 8 different asteroids. Well, it's operating pretty well, and they, this 2 weeks ago, they performed a mid-course correction to prepare for their first asteroid flyby. They're going to fly by a small half-mile-wide asteroid that's located in the main asteroid belt. It's called Pinkiness. And we don't have a good close-up picture of such an asteroid. It's going to get the first. It'll arrive in November. They did a mid-course correction to make it possible for it to get within 265 miles of this asteroid. And so everything is working good, John. Let's keep our fingers crossed that come November we'll get the first really good close-up image of a main belt asteroid. We've only gotten one from the ground, and it's not particularly good. All the other asteroid missions that have flown have generally gone to near-Earth asteroids, not the main belt. So this is going to be the first good image of a main belt asteroid.
Do I remember correctly that Lucy had an anomaly with the solar array and that they couldn't deploy it completely, but what your report just said, everything's going according to plan.
That array, one of the two fan-like arrays, is deployed about 98%. It has not been latched closed. And so this has to be watched with care. But since it's open 98%, they're getting pretty much all the power they need and plan to get. So they're proceeding. But they have to watch it because it's not locked into position. So things can shake and move. Think of a window shade. If the lock on the window shade breaks, what does it happen? It rolls up, and then you don't have it anymore. So this thing is not latched, so they just got to keep an eye on it, John.
90 light years away. That's warp one, Bob. We don't even have to rush. It's an Earth-sized planet. What do we know about it?
The press release made a big deal about it could have life, but that's a joke. They were just doing that to get the mainstream press interested in it. It's interesting in that it is Earth-sized, a little bit larger than the Earth. It orbits a red dwarf star 90 light years away. It's in a solar system with two other planets. One of those planets is Jupiter-sized, and they get close to each other with every orbit, and that has results in a great deal of tidal effects on this planet, and so they expect it's got a lot of volcanism, kind of like Io orbiting Jupiter. And so therefore, it's tidally locked to the star, and it's got a lot of tidal forces that will cause a lot of volcanoes. It is not going to be a pleasant place to live if it has any chance of life on it at all, John.
More astronomy, a radio observation of a supernova. What kind, Bob?
This is a key type of supernova called type 1A. This is the supernova type that astronomers assume all have the same brightness all the time, and so therefore they used it to detect dark energy at the acceleration of the expansion rate of the universe in the very, very beginnings. Trouble is that they don't know much about these type A supernovas. And a recent one, they discovered that the donor star was providing helium to the white dwarf that exploded, not hydrogen as previously expected. In other words, there's a lot of uncertainty here, which also puts a lot of uncertainty into the dark energy theories of cosmologists, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black going, exploring. And Bob, the most exciting moment of the day, I think, in your report were all those students who were successful in launching that rocket. That is the future for rocketry, right there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.